啊？哦，对的，这边好。啊，好了。
加油！
加油！加油！加油！哎，好，现在还是加油也加不去了，你看没有？没有油了，还是说弄反了啊？我等一下啊。好好好了，可能字有点小啊。好，我们一起来读啊，我们站起来一起读。
Let's stand up and read this together.
英文、中文都可以。
In English or Chinese.
好，我们一起来读。所以你们既要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假冒、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵来，像。好嘞，谢谢。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选的和宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所喜纳的乐。因为经上说，看哪、啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已经做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，别人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊倒，他们这样绊也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我刚刚从中国大陆回来。
I recently came back from China.
好久没有这样敬拜了。
And it's been a long time since I had that type of worship.
啊，所以说今天唱歌我就很开心。
So today during the worship, I was very happy.
在国内敬拜声音不敢太大了。
In China, when we have worship, we're too scared to make a loud noise.
不要邻居如果一抱怨，警察可能要过来的。
The neighbors might complain to the police.
所以说大家都很小心的。
So everyone is very careful.
但是在这儿美国就很自由。
But here in America, it's very free.
你开车就听到那个 Hope 1079，就是你听到那个福音的电台。
When you're driving, you can hear the radio station Hope 1079, which is Christian.
哎呀，听到歌就很高兴。
And hearing these songs, we can be very happy.
啊，在国内你就听不到这些歌了。
In China, you don't get to hear these type of songs.
啊，所以说真的是很有福分，我们能够坐在这里。
So we're very blessed to be sitting here.
好，我们来看第一段啊经文。
So let's take a look at the first verse.
所以说第二段第一节说所以你们既要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
In the first verse it says, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy and slander of every kind.
好，他讲了五个不好的东西啊，五个毒品。
It brings up five bad things, like addictive sins or like drugs.
就是恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒和诽谤、毁谤。
The five are malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander.
有没有人这样做过这个五件事情啊？
Have any of you committed these five things?
或者说有没有人被这五件事情侵扰过啊？
Or have you experienced these five things from someone else?
可能有吧啊。
We probably have.
我们每个人可能都说过别人的坏话。
All of us have probably said some bad things about other people.
或者我们每一个人都别人说过坏话。
Or we've been talked bad about.
但是彼得说，你们要把这些东西都要除去。
But Peter says to rid yourself of all of these.
因为这些不是属神的东西。
Because these things are not of God.
然后呢，第二节呢，彼得就说了，就要爱慕那纯净的灵来。像财神的婴孩爱慕灵奶一样，
叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
And in verse 2, Peter says, like newborn babies, crave spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
啊，我是爸爸。
As a dad.
啊，我知道这个婴孩喜爱啊那个灵奶是，喜爱那个灵奶是怎么回事。
I know by experience how much babies like milk.
啊，我的女儿就生下来的时候是2.4公斤。
When my daughter was born, she was 2.4 kilograms.
但是她很会吃啊。
But she eats a lot.
我给她喂水啊。
I gave her water.
我没有喂奶啊。
And not milk.
我把那个水灌到她的嘴上。
When I put the water at her lips.
她就喝一下就喝完了。
She drinks it super fast.
你把那个手指放在这儿。
If you put a finger by the corner of her mouth,
她就在找你的手指。
She'll turn around and look for your finger.
她好像这个是奶一样，她就来找。
Like it's a milk bottle.
哎，你们如果带过孩子的都知道啊，都知道
这样。If you have had kids before, then you know.
一个月后来我们就去这个医院了。
After a month, we went back to the hospital.
一称呢，长了。
And she grew a lot.
长了多少呢？长到3.6公斤。
She went up in weight to 3.6 kilograms.
我们那个生下来的孩子啊，我们都生下来的时候，我都知道其他的婴孩是多重。
When the other kids babies were born, I knew how much they weighed.
我知道有一个孩子呢，生下来是3.6公斤。
I know a baby that was born at 3.6 kilograms.
然后呢，到一个月的时候，我们一起去。
And after 1 month, we went together.
那个孩子还是3.6公斤。
And that baby is still 3.6 kilograms.
但是我的孩子就变成3.6公斤了。
But my child grew from 2.4 to 3.6 kilograms.
你可以想象他喝奶来喝奶啊，喝的多好啊。
You can imagine how much milk she drank.
所以说呢，彼得就说啊，其实你成为基督徒啊，你要羡慕灵奶，好像婴孩羡慕奶一样。
So Peter says, just like a baby likes to drink water, milk, you should crave spiritual milk.
然后呢，你就可以在主恩里面长大。
So that you can grow in your salvation.
这个中文的这个圣经是这样讲的，说因此渐长，以致得救。但是呢，我觉得我很喜欢英文，英文就说是在主恩里面长大。
In Chinese, it has a different wording, but I like the English wording that says growing in salvation.
因为你生下来就是主的孩子，所以说你不会再去得救，你已经得救了，所以说是在主恩里面，在救恩里面长大。
You're born as a child of God, so that when you drink the spiritual milk, you can grow up in the salvation.
好，我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good.
哎呦，我们信耶稣的人都尝过主恩的滋味。
As believers in Christ, we have all tasted the goodness of God.
我们在座的弟兄姊妹们有没有尝过主恩的滋味啊？
Have the brothers and sisters sitting here experienced the goodness of God? Please raise your hand if you have.
哎呦，要不要举个例子啊？
Does anyone have an example to share with us?
哎呦，我刚刚举一个。那个 Aaron 啊，有没有尝过主恩的滋味啊？举个例子，一句话两句话。
Let's ask Aaron to give an experience.
啊？哦，考试前很紧张，然后呢，就后面考得很好啊。
Aaron was he was very nervous before the test, but afterwards turned out that he did pretty well.
我不用再花时间，不然每个人都可以说很久的。
If I asked everyone to give their experiences of the Lord's goodness, we could talk for a long time.
好了，我就想一想，分享一下我所经历的一个事情。
I want to share one of my experiences.
啊，我就是9月30号就从北京，应该是回到从哎，我看是哦，10月1号，应该从中国回到有进。
On October 1st, I was supposed to get back from China to Eugene.
然后呢，九月三十号呢，我就收到一个邮件。
But on September 30th, I got an email.
其实呢，我没有收到邮件，是我女儿发给我一个微信的。
Actually, I didn't get an email, but my daughter sent me a WeChat message.
因为在中国收不到 Gmail.
Because in China, we don't get Gmail emails.
所以说。 发生了什么事情我都不知道。
So everything that happened, I wasn't aware of.
我哥这个 HP 就给我发了那个 QQ mail.
So HP sent me a QQ mail.
所以说我还知道教会有什么事情发生。
So I still knew what was happening in church.
但是教会以外的事情我一概不知道。
But outside of church, I had no idea what was happening here.
所以说我女儿就给我发邮件 ,Gmail.
So my daughter sent me an email.
说这个航班改了。
Saying that the flight was changed.
但是我没有回他。
But I didn't reply to her.
幸好他有这个就是微信。
But thankfully she has a WeChat.
他就把微信发给我了。
And she sent me a WeChat message.
然后呢，我把我的 QQ mail 给他。
And I gave her my QQ mail.
然后我才到收到这个电邮啊。
And then I was able to get the email.
我们本来是十月一号早上八点钟。要坐从成都坐飞机到北京。
The original flight plan was on October 1st at 8 a.m. from 成都 to Beijing.
然后呢？但是改了，说要从12点飞到北京。
But it changed to noon to Beijing.
然后北京到这个西雅图呢是下午四点钟飞。
And the flight from Beijing to Seattle was at 4 p.m.
然后呢，我们要从西雅图要飞到牛津。
And then it was from Seattle to Eugene.
大家一看呢。
And if you think about the times,
知道这个肯定不行了。
There's no way that it'll work out.
肯定是要误机的。
I'm definitely gonna miss a flight.
我就祷告啊。
So I prayed.
主耶稣，不要误机啊。
Jesus, help me make my flights.
结果第二天呢，就十二点钟起飞的。
So the next day we took off at 12 p.m.
其实十二点一刻才起飞。
It was a little after 12.
然后到了北京呢，已经三点了，飞机降地的时候。
When we descended in Beijing, it was already around 3 p.m.
然后把手续办完了，要三点一刻了。
And then after getting all the paperwork done, it was a little after 3.
然后有两个人在等我们。
And there were two people waiting for us.
说你们赶快。说你们那个飞机不行了，只有把行李取出来改签。
And they said the plane is having problems. You have to get out your luggage and we're switching.
然后呢，这个黄家就是黄阿姨就问他，改签谁出钱啊
？And then my wife asked them who's going to pay for the change flights.
其实我心里很明白。
But in my heart, I already knew.
他肯定是他们应该出钱嘛。
It has to be them who pay.
但是我没有去。就和他们就说争吵。
But I didn't go argue with them.
我心里自己这样想。
In my mind, I thought.
我把他们每个人的名字记下来。
I remembered all of the names of the people there.
所以说，其实我悄悄的把他们人的样子啊、名字我都写下来了。
So secretly, I kept info of what the people look like and their names.
但是我那个太太很聪明。
But my wife is very smart.
她说啊，没关系。就说哦不，我们出钱也没关系。
She said it's okay even if we have to pay for it.
我知道你们有难处。
I know you guys have struggles.
去把你们领导叫过来。
Come to church.
我跟你们领导说。
Let me give you a.
他们领导就是他们 leader， 他们的那个。
Oh, let me tell you the leader. Or let me tell the leader.
Boss. 他们的 boss 就是他们老板。
Oh, let me tell your boss.
他们那两个人很高兴啊。
And the other two people were very happy.
他说：“哇，谢谢你啊，对我们这么理解啊。”
They said, "Thank you for being so understanding."
不让我们为难。
And not.
不要让我们。
Not giving us a hard time.
对。然后呢？其实后来那个人就悄悄给他那个老板打了电话。
And then he secretly.Gave a call to his boss.
然后老板就说改签，不出钱。
And the boss said, "Change the flight, but we're not paying."
所以说我们就从第一航站楼到第二航站楼，然后又回到第一航站楼。
So we ran back and forth between the first and second terminals.
好，改签到第二天。
And then it changed to the next day.
所以说要在北京住一晚上。
So we had to stay the night in Beijing.
然后呢，从北京飞到上海。
And then we flew from Beijing to Shanghai.
上海又到西雅图。
And then Shanghai to Seattle.
然后又到 Eugene.
And then to Eugene.
哇，要多住一个晚上。
So we had to stay an extra night.
还要多加一层，就是多加飞一个。
An extra flight.
这个时候应该有抱怨吧。
And at this time, I should have had complaints.
但是我心里头有个意念。
But in my heart, I had this thought.
对耶稣来讲，什么都不是意外。
To Jesus, nothing is an accident.
我头一天我说神啊，耶稣啊，不要误点。这个飞机不要误点啊。
On that same day, I prayed that we wouldn't miss anything.
但是今天还是误点了。
But today we still missed that flight.
但是我感到有耶稣的同在。
But I felt that the presence of Jesus was with us.
心情就好得无比啊。
And my I was in a really good mood.
不就是多住一晚上吗？
Wasn't it just one extra night?
不要钱。
With no fees.
五星级，可能是五星级啊，五星级酒店。
A five-star hotel.
然后呢，还要白坐一趟飞机到上海。
And one extra flight to 上海。
哦呀，所以说我们就住在这个玉龙酒店。
So we stayed at the Royal Dragon Hotel.
哦，看看有没有玉龙酒店啊。哦，玉龙，玉就是皇帝的意思。
Like the emperor.
所以说呢，我就心里很高兴。
So I was very happy.
所以说呢，改了签呢，我就跟那个改签的人和那些服务人员都握了手的。
So after changing flights, I shook hands with the person who helped change my flight and the service.
开车的司机我也谢谢他。
And I thanked the driver who drove us to the hotel.
然后呢，在这个酒店里面吃饭的时候，那个服务员我也给他。我也给他聊。
And I also talked to the waiter or waitress at the waitress at the restaurant.
哎呀，那个 waitress 我聊得很开心，我说感谢赞美主。
And I had a really good conversation with the waitress, so then I said, praise the Lord.
我说你是基督徒啊。
And she said, you're a Christian?
我是基督徒啊。
Yes, I'm a Christian.
他就把他那个这个领子拉下来一点，我就看见他一个十字架在这儿。
And she pulled down her collar a little bit, and I saw a little cross.
我说感谢主。
I said, praise the Lord.
他又说感谢主。
And she said, praise the Lord.
然后呢，他就跟我说他有三个孩子。
And she told me she has three kids.
他可能年纪跟我们差不多大，说不定比我们还小。
She might be a similar age as us, or maybe a little bit younger.
我说你违反了党的政策。You disobeyed the Chinese rule, you know, only one child.
Oh, she disobeyed the Chinese rule of having only one child.
啊，结果她的孩子还有读博士的。
And she has a child who's studying PhD.
所以说我们聊得很开心啊。
So we had a really great conversation.
我们一起来赞美主啊。
And they thank the Lord together.
如果不误点的话，没有这样的事情。
And if I hadn't missed my flight, then there wouldn't be this situation.
所以说，神有他的美意啊。
So God has His plan for everything.
啊，晚上出去我就看去那儿，会有很多人跳广场舞啊。
When I went out, I saw a lot of people square
dancing.
Square
dancing. Square dancing,
dancing.
Yeah, called square dancing. 哎，我也去跟他们跳那个广场舞、啊。
And I went to go dance with them.
哎，我心里想啊，我说如果他们信耶稣就好了，更好了。
And in my mind, I thought if they believed in Jesus, it would be even happier.
哎，我只是想用这个例子来说，你要有耶稣在里面啊，什么事情都很开心的。
And I just want to use this experience to say that if you have Jesus with you, then everything is good.
所以说，你如果尝了主恩的滋味，你就会羡慕那灵奶，羡慕神的话语。
So if you taste the goodness of God, then you will crave the spiritual milk.
然后呢，第四节说，主乃活石，乃是被人所弃的，是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
And in verse 4 it says, As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him.
我们经常听到活石这个词。
We often hear this term, living stone.
这个很多美国人用这个活石作为他的姓。
A lot of Americans have living stone as their family name.
有没有听说过、啊、有人叫。
Have any of you heard of the last name
Aaron,
living stone?
有没有听过、啊、所以说你住的时间太短了。要再住美国多住几年啊， 你这听了以后你可以回国了，没听到之前你不能回国的。
If you've lived in the U.S. for a longer time, then you might hear of the last name Livingston.
好，好了，我就在去查为什么叫活石呢。
And I started researching why is it called the Living Stone.
啊，我查了以后我发现，因为耶稣就是那个灵磐石。
And after reading about it, I realized it's because Jesus is the Living Stone.
因为在以色列人在旷野里面没有水喝。
When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, they didn't have water to drink.
So 神就叫摩西啊，吩咐或者是用杖击打那个磐石。
God told Moses to use the staff to hit the rock.
好，那个水就流出来了。
And the water poured out.
所以说那个磐石叫活石。
And that spiritual rock is the living stone.
所以说我就想到，耶稣又是那个磐石，又是那个基石。
So I thought Jesus is that living stone.
但是他又可以出水，他又可以解你的饥渴。
He is solid, but he can also give you water to drink.
这个就是活石。
And that is the living stone.
如果你就把那个石就随便街上找一块石头，那个不是活石。
If you randomly find a rock on the street, that's not the living stone.
但是那个水泉可以从那个石头出来，那个石头才叫活石。
But that rock which water can come out of is the living stone.
所以说，耶稣又是我们的磐石，又是给我们生命粮的那个石头。
So Jesus is that solid rock, but also the rock that can give us water.
所以说呢，他给我们的这个救恩的基础，救恩的那个 foundation。
So he gives us the foundation of our belief.
但是呢，他又给了我们生命的活泉。
And he also is the spring that gives us life.
他说啊，你要信了我，你里面就有活水源泉。
He says that if you come to me, you will have eternal water.
Yeah.
Living water. Living water.
所以这个才是真正的活水。
And that is the real living stone.
哦，我这是我这次准备这个讲道的时候，自己领悟的。
This is what I understood from preparing for this talk.
啊，我觉得我得的很丰富，很丰盛。
I believe that I learned a lot from this.
我心里很高兴啊。
And I'm very happy.
好，我们再来查下一个。
Let's look at the next verse.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house or into a temple of the Spirit to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是活石。
Jesus Christ is the living stone.
我们也是活石。
We are also living stones.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我们和耶稣是一样的。
We are the same as Jesus.
而且耶稣要把我们这些活石建成灵宫。
And Jesus wants to turn us living stones into a spiritual temple.
然后呢，做他的祭司。
And be his priest.
然后呢，献上我们自己的那个灵祭，就是我们的献上我们的祭物，就是
and offer our sacrifices.
好，那么什么是灵宫呢？
Then what is the spiritual temple?
保罗就讲得很清楚了。
Paul has a very clear explanation.
我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
哇，就是多了一个字啊，对不起。哎，我们的身体就是圣灵的殿，那就是灵宫。
Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and that is a spiritual temple.
耶稣住在里面。
Jesus lives within us.
圣灵住在里面。
The Holy Spirit lives within us.
这个就是灵宫。
That is the spiritual temple.
好，我们再看下一面，下一句。
Let's look at the next verse.
因为经上说，看了我所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人必不知羞愧。
For in scripture it says, See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
他是那个房角石。
He is the cornerstone.
然后我们知道房角石是造房子用的。
We know that the cornerstone is used in building houses.
但现在的房子很高啊。
The houses today are really tall.
所以说呢，现在的房子要打桩的。
So houses today use poles into the ground.
如果房地面上有多高呢？地底下要打它的十五分之一那么高。
However high the house is, the poles underneath the ground have to be 1/15 of the height.
好，我来看下一张啊。哎，完了啊，那个图呢？哦，这儿啊，这个房角石，如果这个地基打得不好的话，
if the foundation or the poles are not sturdy,
然后那个房子就要倒塌的。
Then the house will fall over.
这个是我在网上找了一个图。
This is a picture that I found online.
这个房子叫河北楼歪歪。
This house is crooked.
河北楼歪歪就是河北的河北省的一个歪的楼。Tilted house.
Tilted
building in Hebei province.
Okay. Yeah.
也就是说，其他还有很多地方的楼都是歪的啊。
There's a lot of other houses around that were tilted.
有杭州楼歪歪。
There's tilted houses in Hangzhou.
Yeah, 其他啊，这是其中一个。
This is just one of the tilted houses.
根基不稳就楼歪歪。
If the foundation is not sturdy, then the house is crooked.
但是呢，老的房子呢，它是用房角石的。
But old houses use cornerstones.
哎，你看这个房子啊。这个房子有三百多年了。
If you look at this, the house in this picture, it's been there for over 300 years.
这个是我们这次在那儿住了一晚上，这个叫上里，那个房子，三百多年。
This house we stayed in for a night or a few nights.
One night.
One night.
好，所以说你看那个石头就这个柱子啊就放在上面。
And you can see that the pole is on top of the cornerstone.
耶稣就是那个房角石。
Jesus is that cornerstone.
我们知道在2008年5月12号有一个地震。
In 2008, on May 12th, there was an earthquake.
啊，我们去过那个都江堰市，就是那个地震的地方。
We went to the place where the earthquake happened.
看见新的房子都倒了。
And we saw all the new houses that had fallen over.
就是个老房子，像这样的房子还在。
But the only houses that remained standing were houses like this one, which were old.
这个房角石是很重要的。
So the cornerstone is very important.
耶稣就是这样的房角石。
Jesus is like that cornerstone.
对信的人来讲，他就是那个房角石。
To believers, he is that cornerstone.
对不信的人来讲呢？
For unbelievers.
好，我来走到下一张啊。好。啊，这个信的人就是房角石啊。好，我们再下一张就可以下一个了。说做了对不信的人还说又说做了绊脚石别人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上跌绊，他们这样跌绊也是预定的。
In verse 8 it says a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall.
所以说这个房角石这个磐石是有两种作用的。
So this cornerstone can cause two outcomes.
对信的人来说它是磐石它是基础。
For believers, it is the cornerstone and the foundation.
所以说你可以在这个磐石上建造出灵宫。
So you can build the spiritual temple on that foundation.
进入永生。
And enter into eternal life.
对不信的人来讲呢
For unbelievers,
它是绊脚石。
It causes you to stumble.
然后呢，一下就踢到这个绊脚石了。
When you run into it and kick it.
然后你就摔倒了。
And then you fall down.
啊，大家都有这个经验啊，都摔倒过嘛。
I'm sure everyone has had this experience.
对不信的人来说呢，这个磐石就是绊脚石了。
To unbelievers, this cornerstone makes you trip.
然后呢，就让你进入永死。
And it leads you into eternal death.
我觉得呢。耶稣不光是磐石。
I believe that Jesus is not only the foundation.
耶稣也是试金石。
He's also the touchstone.
啊，所以说是金子还是不是金子，他也能试出来。
The touchstone can be used to test if precious metals like gold are real or not.
所以说对不信的和不信的人他也能试出来。
So you can test out believers and unbelievers.
那么我们怎样去就是来建立这个盘建立灵宫呢
How do we build the spiritual temple?
好我就用引用马太福音的两几段经文。
Let's read a few verses of Matthew.
马太福音七章二十四节二十五节这样讲的我来把它读一遍啊。所以听见我的话就去寻的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在盘子上雨淋水冲风吹撞着了房子房子总不倒塌因为根基在磐石上。
In Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 and 25 it says, Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
好我们再看下一段经文。
Let's look at the next few verses.
他说七章二十六节到二十七节凡听见我这话不去行的好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上雨淋水冲风吹撞着了房子房子就倒塌了而且并且倒塌的很大。
In verses 26 and 27 it says, But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
所以说你能不能把根基建立在盘子上只有一件可能就是一件事情的差别。
So if you can build a sturdy foundation is the only one difference.
就是你听了神的话语去行还是不行
is if you, when you hear God's word, if you put them into action or not.
你去行了，你就是把根基建立在磐石上。
If you hear the words and put them into action, then you build a strong, your house on a strong foundation.
你听了不去行，就是把房子建在你沙土上。
If you hear it but don't put it into action, then you're building your house on sand.
如果我们不读经的话
If we don't even read the Bible
不来教会的话
And don't come to church
你连话语都没有听见
Then you don't even get to hear the words of God
那你肯定更不行不会去行了不会是实践了
Your house will be even worse
所以说我们要读神的话语还要行神的话语
So we not only have to hear the words of God but also put them into action
我们就把房子建在耶稣基督的这个磐石上。
And we will build our houses on the foundation of Jesus.
外面的环境是一样的。
The outside environment is the same.
雨淋水冲风吹。
The rain and the streams and the winds.
然后一个是房子倒了。
But one house fell down.
一个是房子不倒。
And one house stayed up.
所以说我们要看神的话语读神的话语还要行神的话语
So we must read God's words and put them into action
你就把根基建立在磐石上了
And your house will be built on a strong foundation
你如果把磐石建立在磐根基建立磐石上你看下一句是这样讲的
If you build your house on a stone foundation then
唯有你是被拣选的族类是君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
被拣选的族类。
A chosen people.
我们知道有很多不同的族类或者说民族。
We know that there's many different ethnicities or races.
中国有多少种民族啊？
How many are there in China?
哎呀，我问问永奋，中国有多少？哎，五十六个，我们都知道五十六个。美国有多少个民族啊
？How many?
不知道。
The U.S.
美国可能有黑人、白人、菲律宾人、墨西哥人，很多啊。
In the U.S. there lives many different races of people.
所以照着神的观点来说。我们可能啊我不知道啊可能不是中国人不是美国人不是亚洲人不是非洲人我们是神国的人我们是基督徒
But in God's eyes, maybe we're not Chinese or American or Asian, but Christians and people of God.
啊，所以说我们是被拣选的族类。
So we are a chosen people.
是君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
君尊的祭司是什么意思呢？
What does a royal priesthood mean?
祭司就和神直接有关系。
Priests can directly interact and talk with God.
你有什么事情，你直接跟神说。
If you have any problems, you can directly tell it to God.
神直接给你回答。
And God will directly tell you an answer.
所以说，马丁路德就根据这段经文提出来了，信徒皆祭司。
And Martin Luther, according to this verse, suggested that all believers are a priesthood.
所以说，我们把这个根基放在磐石上的话，我们就是君尊的祭司。
So if we build our house on a solid foundation, then we are that priesthood.
然后呢，我们是圣洁的国度。
And we're a holy nation.
哎，美国是个很好的国家。
America is a really good country.
但是它还不是一个圣洁的国度。
But the U.S. is still not a holy nation.
只有在千禧年耶稣来了以后，这个国度才是圣洁的国度。
Only when Jesus comes will the nation be holy.
但是彼得在这里说，我们就是圣洁的国度。
But Peter says here that we are a holy nation.
因为我们是属神的子民。
But because we are God's people.
所以说，我们圣经上说，你天父是什么样的，你们也应该怎么样。
So in the Bible it says that however Jesus is, we should be also.
所以说。我们就是一个圣洁的国度。
So we are a royal priesthood.
所以说我们要把活出一个圣洁的样式。
So we should live out a holy life.
然后呢，我们是属神的子民。
And we are God's people.
啊，我们是属神所有的。
We are the people of God.
那要做什么呢？
So what should we do?
我们是要宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美。
We should declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light.
好，我们再看下一段经文。
Let's look at the next verse.
好，就最后一段经文。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
In verse 10, the last verse, it says, Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God.Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
原来我们是外邦人。
Before we were Gentiles.
我们活在罪里面。
We were living at the very inside
of
sinful life.
然后呢，我们和神是隔开的。
And we were separated from God.
现在神把我们接纳了。
But God has received us now.
所以说我们就是属神的子民了。
So now we are considered God's people.
现在呢，我们就蒙了连续了。
Now we have
the mercy.
Oh, now we have received mercy.
啊，所以说是现在和原来完全不一样。
So now we are completely different from before.
好，我想把我所讲的总结一下。
And I want to make a summary of everything that I've said.
说神呢，把我们变成了活石。
God transforms us into living stones.
我们原来可能是路边的那些不起眼的小石头啊。
Maybe we were random stones on the side of the street before.
但现在是像耶稣一样，是成了一个活石，有圣灵在里面，有活水源泉从里面涌出来的那个活石。
But now we are living stones like Jesus, with water that comes out.
然后呢，我们这个活石要变成灵宫。
And the living stones that we are will be built into a spiritual temple.
然后呢，我们这个灵宫就变成了一个圣洁的祭司。
And the spiritual temple will become a royal priesthood.
我们和神直接发生关系。
We have a direct relationship with God.
我们还可以不为不信的人做祷告。
And we can pray for unbelievers.
帮助他和神。发生关系
and help them build a relationship with God.
这个就是祭司。
This is the royal priesthood.
然后呢，我们要在这个耶稣基督这个磐石上来建造。
And we will build upon Jesus, who is the rock.
所以说，我们就可以宣扬那召你们出黑暗、 主奇妙者，奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we can declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light.
所以说我们的生命要彰显耶稣基督的生命。
So our lives should proclaim Jesus' life.
我们要吸引万人来相信主耶稣基督。
And we should bring many people into Jesus.
我们的这个要这样做的话，就是把我们的基石，我们要建在耶稣基督的这个磐石上。
If we do this, then we will continue to build upon Jesus the rock.
好，我们大家要这样来以此彼此来勉励。
And we must help each other do this.
好，我做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天让孩子来宣讲，谢谢你把弟兄姊妹朋友带在这里。主耶稣，我们原来是不蒙连续的，不是你的子民，不是不起眼的石头，但是你今天说我们是活石，而且要建成灵宫。主，我们真是感谢你，你对我们的福分是何等的浩大，我们真的是满心感谢你。主，让我们听你的话语，而且去行你的话语，把我们的基业建立在你这个磐石上。主，我们真是来仰望你。主，天天带领我们，让我们喜爱你的话语，感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
Let's sing the response hymn together. 一起唱，大家一起唱回应诗歌。如果你们想起立的话也可以，但是坐着也可以，你们喜欢吧。 You can sit or stand, it's freedom for you all. 好像有点 technical difficulties. 这首歌呢是黄叔叔选的，他蛮喜欢，他说是很在他在预备这个讲道的时候就已经在心里面想了很多遍。This song is chosen by Uncle John.
唯有你是救赎主。